The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, coming to you from Florida. You might hear thunder in the background. That's because they have something in Florida that we do not have in California, rain. and they get a lot of it. One of the reasons, perhaps, people are moving to Florida from California. Talking about moving, here's a headline for you. Iconic Target store on Mission Street to close amid shoplifting tidal wave. San Francisco Police Department tells Globe Mayor Breed tells Globe, that is the Globe, the California Globe, that Mayor Breed falsely claims it's not about theft and begs company to stay. Last week, after Walgreens announced that five additional outlets in San Francisco would be closing on top of the 17 that already have been shuttered since 2019, the company claimed that changes in both the law and prosecutor attitudes had made it impossible to run a profitable business in the city. But after all, the word profit is a dirty word to the left, so what do they care? Mayor London Breed challenged that narrative. She attributed the closings to demographic shifts. Really? Demographic shifts. And the Chronicle dutifully reported that the five stores slated to close had fewer than two recorded shoplifting incidents a month on average since 2018. While acknowledging that few stores bother to report a crime that now routinely goes unpunished. Everyone who has stood in line at a drugstore and watched thieves shove hundreds of dollars of items down their pants knew that Breed would mistaken at best or lying at worst. Now in a Globe exclusive, San Francisco Police Department has revealed that the iconic Target on Mission Street between 3rd and 4th Streets will be shutting its doors before the end of the year. This store loses $25,000 a day to shoplifting, a San Francisco Police Department officer told the Globe in lengthy taped interviews conducted this week. That's $25,000 that walks out the door on average between 9 and 6 every day. There you go. The amazing thing is, and this is, I think amazing is the appropriate term, the amazing thing is that people in San Francisco vote Democrat as they destroy their own city. If the word amazing is not appropriate, then you provide the adjective. People vote to destroy their place of life, where they live. When you vote Democrat, you vote to destroy your city. That is not an exaggeration. That is not hyperbole. You vote to destroy Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago. You vote to destroy the quality of life in your city. So why do people vote Democrat? You may have an answer, and I'd be very curious to hear your answer, especially if you do vote Democrat or if you know somebody in your family or among friends that votes Democrat in a big city. What is their reasoning? What is the thinking? It shows you that reason is rare. The rational in the human species is rare. It is a completely irrational act to vote Democrat in any large city. It's completely irrational. It is destructive. So why do people do it? Well, in part, they have been literally brainwashed into believing that Republicans are the bad guys. There are other explanations, but that's certainly one of them. To vote Republican is to vote for the bad guy. The fact that the bad guys profit from the Democrats seems to be irrelevant. People voted in Los Angeles for this monster named Gascon, this staggering, destructive fool as district attorney. They voted, the voters of California voted a number of years ago, they voted to make any theft under $900 a misdemeanor, which essentially means it's not prosecuted. When I was in high school, I realized I was not a leftist, and I know exactly why. I realized because I hated evil, and the left doesn't hate evil. And that was it. They don't hate evil. They hate Republicans. They hate Christians. But they don't hate evil. I don't understand what it is in the human condition that does not hate evil. It is my favorite verse in the Bible. Those of you who love God must hate evil. If you don't hate evil, you don't love God. And I find that to be utterly appropriate. These are the riddles of life. These are truly the riddles of life. To vote that if you steal, it's okay. Stealing is okay. I brought to your attention National Public Radio. Remember they had a woman on in defense of shoplifting? I think that was the name of her book. They had the woman on, I believe, for an hour. Didn't ask a challenging question. It's okay. It's okay to steal. Well, at least you now understand why I believe that the Ten Commandments is the answer to humanity's problems. If people lived by the Ten Commandments, the world would be a beautiful place. The left mocks the Ten Commandments. If you don't believe me, look at the reactions to my videos at PragerU on the Ten Commandments and see how much leftists mock the Ten Commandments. Mock it. And what a fool I must be to advocate that people actually live by it. It's a puzzle. I have to admit, it is a puzzle. People who steal are engaged in one of the great acts of evil. And that is not how any leftist views it. Any. The moment you acknowledge that stealing is evil, you have left the left. It's great. It's what we want, is people to leave the left. See Dave Rubin's video, Why I Left the Left. He was a big, big man on the left. But he actually thinks morally. And the moment you think morally, you leave the left. They have pictures here of these empty shelves in these stores. It boggles the mind that this is okay with people who vote Democrat. So that's the story out of San Francisco. A lot more stories to report to you. But I am curious if you have a thought on why people in big cities vote Democrat. in light of the fact that the Democrats destroy all big cities, tell me what it is. It's so profoundly irrational that it does need an explanation. It truly does. Let's see, what is the latest here on masking kids? Vaccinated children likely still have to wear masks in school, Surgeon General says. Indoor mask mandates at schools will likely stay in place even after young children receive COVID-19 vaccines. You're going to give your child a COVID-19 vaccine? There's another question for you. You're going to give your child a COVID-19 vaccine? 1-8-PRAGER-776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dennis Prager. Good to be with you, even if the subjects are depressing. I acknowledge it. It's an interesting question I've posed here, given that they're shutting down these Walgreens and Targets in San Francisco and due to theft. Theft is due to the fact that the Democrats are okay with theft. I hereby announce I risk my reputation as a thinker, as a broadcaster, as a decent human, when I state to you, theft is okay with the Democratic Party. Okay? So let's be clear. Clarity is the essence of truth. The Democratic Party in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia is okay with stealing. Is that clear? If it isn't clear, you're lying to yourself. And I can't help that. But I'm not lying to myself. That is how low we have gotten in the moral sphere in this country. One of the two major parties is okay with stealing. Indeed, it makes it possible. Lowlifes like George Soros fund people who are okay with stealing. That George Soros has the respect of Democrats tells you only one thing, and that is the low level of morality in the Democratic Party. The man is loathsome, truly loathsome. He funds people who do not prosecute theft. But they laugh. They laugh at us religious folks who actually believe that do not steal comes from God. Oh, how silly dilly. You silly religious people believe that God is against theft. Makes us Democrats laugh. You make us laugh, you religious people. We are the sophisticates. Walgreens is closing 22 locations. KPIX Channel 5 re-reached back to Walgreens for clarification, and Walgreens clearly stated the closure of all 22 store locations is directly due to an increase in retail theft. Yes. And if this joker of a mayor ran again, she would probably win. That's right. Part of the reason I've asked the question, why do people in big cities vote Democrat when the Democrats ruin their city? Part of it is that it is the rich liberal who votes Democrat. They're not affected. That's a factor, I believe, in the voting. But what about the people, the poor folks who are affected? How do you explain their vote? That's the question here. Let me see what you folks have to say. It'd be very, very interesting. David in Los Angeles, hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Hi.
Hi, okay. So really quick, I have experience talking to a wide demographic of people here in L.A. I've been a bartender here for about 17 years. Basically, what I think it boils down to is a lot of confusion and a lot of still towing old party lines that don't exist anymore. I used to have a landlord, and when I informed her one day that she's not a JFK-era Democrat anymore because she's actually today's libertarian, she didn't want to hear it. I mean, she was a hippie from the 60s living in Topanga Canyon, and she marched against big government, big control. And I said, you know, you're today's libertarian, right? And she didn't want to hear it. She still thought that today's Democratic Party is the old classic JFK-era Democratic Party.
That's a good answer. That is one answer. I have long believed that. I remember speaking, let's see, who was I campaigning for? Was it Romney? So I was actually, ironically, because I'm in Florida now, I was in Florida and I was speaking at a bunch of synagogues. I remember opening my comments by looking at those in attendance and saying, I have some very serious news to report to you, and that is Franklin Roosevelt is dead. So there is that analogous explanation. Democrats live in a make-believe world of nice guys doing good for the country, Truman and Roosevelt and the like, and JFK. And they have not acknowledged reality ever since. Let's see what else you folks have to say. Kerry, also Los Angeles. Hello.
Hi there. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, good morning. So I have actually all of my, I've been doing hair in Los Angeles for 27 years. I am one of the few conservative hairstylists. It's kind of a joke. All of my clients are rich liberals. And of course, I've watched them along with my, you know, I've raised my children. I have conservative children. We believe in God. And the majority of my clients, like you were saying, there's a lot of mocking of God. In fact, I'm not even sure that they truly, even the ones that wear crosses, even believe in God. I think it's more of symbolism. Of looking at goodness, but then when you actually speak about God, they cringe. They literally cringe as if you put holy water on them.
Well, Kerry, I have often noted that of all the PragerU videos, and there are 500 of them, the 5-minute videos, they're all or nearly all are attacked by people on the left. But nothing gets as much mockery as any video that makes the case for God or religion.
Right. And I've watched it. I wear a cross. That my clients know I'm conservative. They want a good haircut, and they know that I'm holding scissors, so they keep quiet.
That's funny. That is funny.
But that's, Yes, but truth, but it goes all the way back to them raising their children. So these are generation after generation.
That's right. You got it right. I hope we meet one day. Send me an email. Back in a moment.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. I really posed a big question. Why do people in big cities vote Democrat when they ruin their cities? I'm going to return to that. In the meantime, we have a big issue in this country with regard to liberty, as you well know, freedom. And that's why I have the senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, Jake Warner, on the line for the latest case that they are involved in defending freedom in this country. Jake Warner, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you located?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that's where ADF is, correct?
Yeah, we have offices around the country, but one of them is here in Scottsdale.
Oh, one of them. Oh, not the headquarters? For whatever reason, I thought the headquarters. And anyway, in any event, it's fine. Good to be with you. There is a case, another case in Colorado, and it raises an interesting question. Are Colorado courts particularly goofy, or is it just a coincidence?
Well, a few months ago, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Colorado officials could force a website designer to create custom websites celebrating a view of marriage that goes against her biblical beliefs. Lori Smith is a website designer, and she wants to create websites celebrating the biblical view of marriage, that it is between one man and one woman. But if she does so, Colorado would punish her if she declined to create websites celebrating a different view of marriage. And so, she looked around, she saw what the state was doing to Jack Phillips, and she didn't want to be punished before she found out her constitutional rights. So she sued, and 3 months ago, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals said she could be punished for exercising her First Amendment right not to express a message that goes against her core beliefs.
I'm quiet because I'm actually assimilating what you're saying. So, according to the courts in Colorado, a person has to actively celebrate, for example, same-sex marriage if they believe, even if they believe that religion demands that marriage be between a man and a woman. Do I have that correctly?
That's what the 10th Circuit recently held, that if Lori Smith creates custom websites celebrating biblical marriage, the state would force her to also create custom websites celebrating different views of marriage, including same-sex marriage.
And what is their argument? That the religious argument is invalid? What is their argument?
Well, they would say that Lori is discriminating, but the reality is that Lori serves everyone. She just can't express every message. And the First Amendment protects those kinds of expressive choices. And courts around the country have recognized this principle. For example, ADF has represented filmmakers in Minnesota and a painter and calligrapher in Arizona. And when those cases went on appeal, that the courts recognized that the First Amendment forbids government officials from forcing people to express messages that go against their core beliefs. And this is something that is important for every American. We don't think the government should force, for example, people who identify as LGBT to create expression that goes against their views of marriage. It's just not the government's role to force people to create speech that go against their faith or other deeply held beliefs.
So where does this case stand now?
We've asked the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on this critical issue. And right now that is being litigated right now. We hope to hear from the court later this fall, perhaps early next year, to see whether it's going to take the case.
Now, I read in your article on it at the ADF site that there is a gag order. Did I read that correctly?
There's a publication ban featured in Colorado's law. So as a feature of Colorado law, Lori can't publish on her website her views about marriage because the state would think that could make some people feel unwelcome to her services. So we've also challenged this aspect of the law that restricts Lori's speech.
Well, that one troubles me even more, if that's possible. Since when does a court have the right to say to an American, you can't speak?
Yeah, it's a very disturbing feature of the law. You know, that no law should punish someone for expressing their views, especially on life's most critical issues like marriage and gender and other things like that. But that's exactly what this law does, simply because Lori is a business owner in Colorado. And just because Lori is a business owner doesn't mean that the First Amendment doesn't protect her right to free speech.
Yeah, you would think so. All right, folks, during the break right now, please go to my website and click on the banner for ADF. All of their work is done free, so we are the ones who raise the funds for them. The ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom banner at my website. Okay, everybody, Dennis Prager here. Another case of liberty, individual liberty, religious liberty in Colorado. A case of a woman who, tell me, what is her profession exactly, Jake Warner, senior counsel for ADF? What is her profession?
Sure. Lori Smith owns 303 Creative, and she is a website designer. So she creates custom websites that express messages for people.
So she was asked, if I understand this correctly, to make a website celebrating same-sex marriage. And she, as a believer in the biblical view of marriage, does not support that. And so she has been, what, fined?
Well, not yet, thankfully. Lori is one of those who saw what her state was doing to Jack Phillips, punishing him for declining to create cakes that express messages that go against his faith. And she wondered, hey, I wonder how this law applies to me. So instead of waiting for the government to come punish her, she decided to proactively find out her constitutional rights before that happened. So she sued the state to see if the First Amendment would protect her expressive choices in her website design company.
And that did not work.
So far, it has not. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Colorado state government could force her to create websites with messages that go against her deeply held religious beliefs. And we believe that's wrong, and that's why we've asked the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on that.
Out of curiosity, and this is truly out of curiosity, could she be compelled by a couple, or actually a threesome, that was practicing polygamy, would she be compelled to make a website for them?
It's possible. We haven't seen the state enforce the law in that way before, but that would be consistent with how the state has applied the law in the past. So because that's a view of marriage, that the state could compel someone to create websites celebrating that view of marriage if they create websites celebrating a biblical view of marriage.
Unbelievable. finally, I want to get clear on the gag part, because that troubles me the most. First of all, maybe you can explain this to me. I hear all the time judges imposing gag orders on defendants. Since when does a court have the right to say to an American, you cannot speak?
Yeah, and that's a totally different situation. Typically in the courtroom, you have the court trying to preserve someone's right to a fair hearing or a fair trial. But the court doesn't have the power to force ordinary Americans to express messages that go against their deeply held beliefs. And that's exactly what Colorado officials are trying to do in Colorado. We've seen it in the case of Jack Phillips, and we've seen it in the case of Lori Smith. In fact, many of your viewers around the country might live in jurisdictions where, you know, officials could use similar laws to compel them to speak or to punish their desired speech simply because the government doesn't agree with their faith. And that's why ADF exists. We are the world's largest legal organization dedicated to protecting religious freedom, free speech, the sanctity of life, parental rights, and marriage and family. And by God's grace, we've had great success. Over the past 10 years, we've won 12 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. And these cases can cost a lot of money, you know. I mean, sometimes up to hundreds of thousands of dollars if they go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But we can't do that work unless we have the support from your viewers or people like your viewers.
That is entirely accurate. And that's why, folks, you know my theory. Good people are divided into three groups: those who fight, those who help the fighters, and those who do nothing. And helping fighters is as good as fighting. So go to the ADF banner at DennisPrager.com and please contribute. By the way, when you contribute, you feel actually quite good. It's getting to do so that is the effort. Thank you, Jake Warner. Thank you, Alliance Defending Freedom. Thank you, my listeners. Generally speaking, my listeners contribute the most to these great causes. Okay, I asked a question earlier in the show. I began the show with, why do people in big cities vote Democrat? Based on the latest out of San Francisco with the Walgreens and other stores shutting down en masse because of all the theft. The theft is a direct result of Democratic Party principles. And a direct result of people in California voting that it's okay to steal. That's what they voted. Yep. For those of you who think that religion is unnecessary, I present to you the California voter. That if you steal under $900 worth, it's only a misdemeanor. Basically, you get away with it. So every day there are people who are stealing $900 worth of items in San Francisco and other places in California, thanks to the secular California voter. For those of you who still live in the make-believe world, including many Republicans, who think that secularism isn't a disaster, a moral disaster, I present to you California. Okay? People who laugh at the idea that the Ten Commandments is still necessary. God, the ability of people to fool themselves because they have an emotional investment in this case, secularism. The consequences of secularism are what keep me religious. I've noted that all of my life. It started out with a column I wrote a quarter of a century ago, how I found God at Columbia. You know why universities are such moral wastelands? Because they're the most secular institutions in society. That's right. That's the reason. There's no better reason. Why people vote to ruin their own cities. It's a phenomenon. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Turn all of the lights on over.
Hi, everybody. It's an amazing question that I have posed here at this opening hour of the show. Why do people vote to ruin their cities? When they vote Democrat, they do that. The report from San Francisco is astonishing, and people will still vote Democrat. It's almost unbelievable how the stores are closing en masse in San Francisco. And let's see, Target now, yeah, that's the one. Target. Iconic Target store on Mission Street to close amid shoplifting tidal wave. And people will still vote Democrat. People will still vote for people like Gascon and other district attorneys who believe that you don't prosecute somebody if they stole $900 worth. Wow. Yep. How to ruin your own life, your own city. Kevin in San Francisco says Republicans don't even put their name out, so he is stuck to vote for some communist or hippie. That's an interesting question. I'd like to pursue that. If that's the case, Republicans not even putting out a nominee. Martha in Los Angeles, her best friend did not know what woke meant. It's an interesting point. They don't know. They watch NPR and PBS. It's a very good point, Martha. They don't know. They self-imposed ignorance. Tom in St. John's, Indiana. There's no choice for people in Chicago, no Republicans to vote for. Would it make any difference is the question. I don't know the answer to that question, but that is obviously a question to be asked. Daryl in Anaheim, California. People vote Democrat because they are brainwashed. Democrats will give them what they want. That's a good point. In other words, better to have stores shut down if I am given more benefits. I think there's truth to that. It's really the antithesis of what this country has stood for. That's why we have to fight, everybody. I fight every day. So should you. It's a big deal. Anyway, go now to my website, DennisPrager.com. Click on the ADF banner.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.